statistics show that the average home break-in takes place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. So while you're away at work doing your job, I'm busy doing mine. For a professional such as myself, I got the process down to a science. Much like a financial advisor, I need to quickly calculate the risk versus the return on investment. As I walk up, I'm looking for anything that might tip me off as to whether you're around. A pile of newspapers, overflowing mail. Do you have an alarm? That's an immediate no-go. Next, I'm gonna ring your doorbell. I listen for dogs, footsteps, and if you answer the door, hey, I'm just a salesman. Hopefully you're not just ignoring me, because it'd be pretty awkward if I come in and you're actually there. And if I hear something like, you can't come to the door right now, I'm out of here. I'm not here for you, just your stuff. I take one last look around for cameras, or the odd nosy neighbor, and if that checks out, I head to the back of the house, away from prying eyes. Now I don't have to worry about anybody looking at me, I can take my time, scope it out. Is there a good window without a lock or a stick to prevent it from opening? Lastly, I'll try the door. And if I'm lucky, you forgot to lock it. And bingo! Could have smashed it, but that makes too much noise. Seasoned pro like me, I'll be in and out a couple minutes and then on to the next one. Bedroom first, grab the jewelry, go through the top drawers, whatever else I can get my hands on. Cameras, iPads, whatever I can grab.
I'm Police Chief Sherry Harris. Kirkland is a safe and friendly community. And because we feel safe, we sometimes forget to use common sense. These criminals go to work every day, and it's up to all of us to do our part to prevent property crimes like this. Lock doors and windows. Don't leave windows open at night. Leave a light on. Install lights with motion detectors or security cameras. Cancel mail and newspapers while you're out of town. Cut vegetation back from entrances to your home. Don't open the door to strangers, but acknowledge your home by answering verbally. Never approach a burglar, and always report suspicious behavior by calling 911. We want you to call, and if you do these few things, it will go a long way to make sure you're not their next target. Let's put these criminals out of a job, together. For more tips on how to prevent crime, head to www.kirklandwa.gov/crimeprevention.